This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Good to have you along. We got a little bass playing there in the background. Why not? Because this weekend we're sitting here relaxed with our favorite pajamas on, our slippers on, our favorite shoes on. I'm glad you joined me. I'm Mark Evans, the host of what you're listening to, Auto World. What a pleasure to be with you here on Auto World, doing Auto World for you each and every week and more weeks to come, more years to come. I love introducing, bringing things that I've, of course, touched and tasted this last week in the greasy garage, and that's where I'm broadcasting from live here on Auto World. We're on the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio. And sometimes it does get a little greasy. You know, you have to be careful. Got the computer board in front of me, and I wear a lot of the rubber gloves to keep my hands clean while working on those cars. Yes, I do have a little repair shop still working on cars, still touching, tasting them. Literally, I had the oil fall down when I was doing a little bit of a transmission service here the other day, and yeah, we got to wipe her off quick. So I'm here for you. You're the star of the show each and every week here on Auto World. You're the listeners of this program on all our great affiliate stations throughout the Genesis Communications Network, a syndicated network that brings you Auto World. And of course, a lot of you might not have our Auto World show in your area, and that's why you're listening on GCNLive.com and also the Auto World podcast. So a little bit of housekeeping and a little bit of a plug-in there. Why not? Auto World podcast. If you do that, Auto World podcast, put an RSS behind it, and you'll find out. Just Google it, and you'll see that we're on the very top. And I'm very proud of that, and very appreciative of you tuning back in, and you know, basically listening to that anytime that you'd like to listen and learn. Because this is why I'm here, is to learn from you, and hopefully I can learn from teaching you something too. Because each and every day here in the greasy garage shop, I just had a text come in right before I got on the air here live. We are live in the greasy garage studio, and I had a friend of mine that I've known since grade school. He called me earlier today and asked me a question about a generator that he has up at his cabin, that he actually brought it back out of the mountains, out of his cabin, into, it's huge. He says that thing weighs about 400 or 500 pounds, pretty extensive, old 1968, he told me, and he put it in the back of his horse trailer, and he was going to bring it by the greasy garage for Mark Evans here for me to work on it. And so I talked to him a little bit. We did a little talk radio there, interactive talk radio there on the telephone back and forth, and told him he had a little starter problem with it. So I helped him with words, and I just got a text from him right before I got on the air here live. He said, "Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. You were right. It was a toggle switch to start that generator, and he found a toggle switch on a weekend here, and he got it fixed. And he says, I owe you a hamburger here soon, Mark." And I told him, no need. I appreciate helping him at any time. So that's what it's all about. And that's one rule that I've always had in my life, is to help people. And I believe, you know, truthfully, in my down-to-earth answer to, why did I get into the automotive industry? Why did I become a mechanic? Why did I like to burn my hands and get grease and oil all over my hands and on my face? It's because I just love the smile you give me when I get your car fixed. And the thank you. And the handshake, or, of course, today with COVID-19, it's the fist pump. So that's the reason I went into it. And, of course, the person behind all that told me that you need to become a mechanic, son, and that was my dad. My dad says you'd need to do it. I used to tear down a lot of my dad's things. I actually grabbed his wrist watch one day back when everybody was wearing wrist watches. And I was pretty young. I tore it down, put it in pieces. Did I write anything down? No. Did I do the Auto World tip and take a cell phone picture of it? No, because there was no cell phones back then. We had those Polaroids, or those 110 cameras. I didn't take a picture. I just tore it apart. Put it on the... I wanted to see what made, literally, that thing tick. Tore it apart. and put it back together. He didn't know this, of course. Did that in my bedroom. I was quite young, still living at mom and dad's house. Put it back together, and it worked. And I said, well, that's how a watch works. I didn't even think anything of it. I wasn't scared about if I might have messed up my dad's watch. And I wasn't afraid of if I might have, you know, give my dad's watch back on his dresser there. And he's going to put it on the next day and say, what happened to my watch? I got to go get a new one. No, I just tore it apart and put it back together. So that's a little tip, auto world tip. I'm going to say that I do believe in all my life of doing it, 45 years now of doing auto repair and been behind the microphone doing the automotive talk radio here on Auto World since with Bob Long since about 1996, 95, 96. And then I had my own program back in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from now, back and started in 95 there. And then I started helping Bob too here with Auto World. And today, again, Bob Long, he's not doing well in health at all. And he asked me, and his wife, Sharon, asked me if I would carry on his legacy of Auto World. And I agreed. I'm very proud to do this. And so with that, I'm here to help you, give you a lot of fun, give you some information, give you things you might not ever hear ever anywhere. That's what I dig into the media releases all the time, looking, finding things to help you, and some fun. That's what it's all about. And, of course, today, here on Auto World, what I call it a restaurant, the Automotive Auto World Restaurant. Yes, we have a menu. I like a restaurant. We don't change the menu too much. Sometimes we might add a new dish. You know, you might like to have a little bit of a different way. I might want to cook your tire. See, it's an automotive restaurant, not a steak dinner. It's tires. So how do you like your tires cooked? Do you like to spin them at 30 miles an hour from the dead start, pedal to the metal, you know, that go pedal to the right and the brake pedals on the left? And or some of you might even have three pedals. Oh, let's see, the one's a gas pedal, a go pedal, one's a brake pedal, one's a clutch pedal. When's the last time you did a clutch, you guys? They're not fun, but I've had many of those. Yes, back in the day, no lift, no money to have a lift, no money to have a shop. Takes money. I started from a single car garage and a little Toyota pickup with a camper shell just to help and get those cars fixed. And here today, I'm here to fix each and every one of your cars. If you have a car question, if your car is your truck, your rototiller, like my friend, the generator is not running correctly, not wanting to start, smelling, stinking, whatever it might be. I'm an ASC certified mechanic, and I do really... I did that certification in many different divisions on a car. There's a lot of them. Yes, you know, you have the brakes, the air conditioning, the heating. Did I happen to mention the transmission, the rear end differential, the front differential, the transfer case, the windshield? Oh, yeah, you're certified to put a windshield in. Yeah, you got to get that right in right, because if you don't get the windshield in correctly with the right tools, you end up when it rains. You folks back east, we've had quite a bit of rain here in Boise lately, and if the windshield's not put in correctly, it leaks, and it leaks right down into where? The fuse box. And that's over on the driver's side A-pillar anymore in all of our cars. And that fuse box has got the fuses in it that let your electrical run throughout the engine management to tell all of the electronic sensors. We're going to talk about that. In fact, in the third hour, I'm going to give you a little taste right now. What is up on the menu today on Auto World? Well, the first hour, what I've got for you, I'm planning on giving you, well, we're going to talk a little about that, more about that word digital. So stay tuned for the word digital and what, why, and how come we have it in our life in the automobile business. Oh, October, I believe. Yeah, happy birthday to a lot of the October folks out there. If you're having a birthday in October, happy birthday to each and every one of you. And thank you for coming along here in Auto World, and no mask needed. I'm glad you're sitting back, relaxing, and you can take the mask off. Put a breath mint in if you would. You can chew gum. I'll let you chew gum. That's okay. We don't want any bad breath, though. But I've got a little... we're going to share somebody's birthday, and I have a little bit of history behind this person that each and every one of you have heard about him and or read about him and or watched him. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to go right into the email bag. Your emails. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
We need them around. We've got to have them around. Some of us sometimes go down that hill and we just speed along, don't we? 80 mile an hour, 90. Do I hear 100? It's kind of like an auction. Oh, and today's cars are well-tuned and built and designed correctly to do 120 all day long. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be here with you each and every week. I'm glad you could join me. What a treat. We're sitting here in Boise, Idaho, is where I'm at, live in the studio, of course, the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza, and I'm glad you could join us. Hey, I didn't quite get it out, but I wanted to give you a touch and taste of everything that's going to happen for the next 3 hours on Auto World this week. The first hour, the word digital, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Got a little happy birthday to share with you. Going to go to that email bag, folks. Again, the email bag is where I go in. I print out the emails that you send me throughout the week, and with that said, you can send me, and I do welcome, that's why I'm highlighting it, you can send me live right now an email, that address for the email, Auto World Radio, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I welcome your emails at any time, and your phone calls. See, we have Axelrod Alex. He's sitting there willing and ready to take your calls with your car questions, and even if you want to know why what? Well, that's my whole point. You can call anytime at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. So I'm going to go to the email bag, and we're going to read some of those. I don't know what they are. See, it's a surprise to me. You're going to email those to me, which you have during this last week. I just print them all out. And it sounds like the printer, I've got to make sure there's a lot of paper in there, because I do have a lot of emails. So today we're going to go through quite a few emails and see what everybody would like to know. Maybe help. Maybe they've got some tips for me, and that's fantastic. And then, of course, oh, yeah, the Auto World little car fact, the Mark V. Has something to do with the Mark V. We'll see what that's all about. Of course, I have trivia throughout all 3 hours. Now, the second hour, oh, wait a minute, the Auto World Weekly News is going to be coming in. You never know when Delivering David might drop something in on us. He comes in the studio every once in a while. And then also, we're going to find out what happened on this day in automotive history. Like to do that. And I've got also the second hour, 20 surprising and very interesting mechanical wonders about what? Your car. So that'll be fun. The second hour, third hour, what are we doing, Mark? Well, let's find out. Third hour, what's up? A menu here? Well, yeah, we got 12, I say 12, a whole dozen weird facts about your automobiles. Cars, trucks, ooh, that's going to be fun. And what does potholes and airbags have in common? That's a question for you. Think about that for a minute. That's the third hour. What does potholes and airbags have in common? Never would have thought that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about engine management. Are you a manager? Are you managing people, your job? A lot of us, of course, with the COVID, we're sitting back and relaxing, and I do appreciate you being here with me, not needing a mask, of course. And that's something that as we go out in today's world, we've got to have a mask. It's almost a fashion statement, isn't it anymore? And that's okay. But I'm glad you're here, and just sit back, relax, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Again, I welcome you to call anytime at 855-660-4261. And back up the bus here a little bit. 45 years I've been doing automotive repair. I started my own repair shop at a very, very young age. This is all I've ever done is auto repair and fixing and buying and selling cars. And I even know how I'm certified in painting a car. I've painted quite a few vehicles. In fact, it's quite interesting how the snowball gets going. I had a commercial account that said to me, it was Bon Appetit. Very nice company, very nice people. I was doing lube well fillers and tune-ups and brakes, and this was all mobile. So I started mobile business repairing to go to your location to do the work at your location so you could watch me do it. So I wasn't afraid to show my talent, my skills, and I always, I didn't want to drip any oil in your driveway either. So to be able to get everything that I ever needed to make sure that happened, it worked, and it worked real well. It grew and it grew. Well, one of my commercial accounts, I showed up there every single Monday to do their list, and they had 20-some vans, and those were people that were selling the Bon Appetit food. And, you know, this turned out to be where all of a sudden, hey, Mark, do you paint? And I said, what? They wanted to paint their vans white. So I ended up, this is what makes a company grow. I know how to do it, knew how to do it, still know how to do it, still will do it. And I grabbed the paint gun and I started painting their vans. Well, that caused my company, of course, to grow and get bigger and et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden you got a paint booth, et cetera. And it's awesome. So you learn a lot. Not only hands-on, street smarts, I call it, but just doing it and making sure that each and everybody's happy. So that's what it's all about. So I've got a lot of experience throughout the years of doing it and helping you with cars and constantly studying with where the cars are today. So with all that said, hey, let's wish this person and all of you, of course, that have birthdays in October. I want to do a shout-out to all the people that have birthdays. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. Hope you're. Oh, thank you for spending it here with me and the staff of Auto World, everybody here at GCN. Thank you. Appreciate it. And here's a happy birthday to a, well, very special person that a lot of you have known about, hear about. And a happy birthday goes out to this day back in 1974, Ralph Dale Earnhardt Jr. Happy birthday, Dale Jr. 1974. I don't know, he might, you know, I just gave out his age. That's okay. It's all right. Happy birthday. And you know, that back in 1974, his parents, Brenda and Dale Sr., growing up in North Carolina, of course, he's the youngest. He didn't have the easiest childhood, folks. His parents divorced shortly after he was born, and he lived with his mom until her house burnt down around his sixth birthday. With nowhere to go, Dale's mom gave up custody to his father, Dale Sr., who spent the race season on the road with his new wife. During this time, Dale Jr. received care from an elderly sister, but by the age of 12, he was too much to handle, and his father sent him to military school. I didn't know that. Dale Jr. After God knows how many push-ups he later did, Dale Jr. found his way into the driving school ran by former NASCAR racer Andy Hillenberg. By age 17, he and his elder brother, Kerry, purchased a car and began driving it in street stock races in Concord, North Carolina. His time on the short tracks and working as a mechanic as his dad's dealership taught him in the ins and the outs, of course, of racing cars from a technical standpoint. And as a driver, in 1996, his pops called him up to the big leagues, brought him up. And in 1996, Carolina Pride Red Dog 250 at the Myrtle Beach Speedway was Junior's first Busch Series race. Built in 1958, that Speedway will close. Of course, it's closing in 2020. Of course, the COVID didn't help that by any means. But following a sale to a land developer, Junior raced in 9 top levels and events in 96 all the way to 1998. Happy birthday, Dale Jr. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, your emails. Don't go away. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue this week for another coronavirus stimulus package. Failing to reach a deal could drive thousands of small businesses into bankruptcy, according to the president and CEO of the Minneapolis Fed. Neil Kashkari told CBS's Face the Nation that the economy's recovery would slow to a grind without help from Congress.
We're going to continue to see a grinding, very slow recovery with thousands of small businesses around the country going bankrupt. That's why it's so vital that our elected leaders come together to take more action. You know, the job market today, 11 million Americans are still out of work relative to the job market in February. That is as bad as the worst job market during the Great Recession and the Great Financial Crisis. And so a lot of people are suffering. A lot of small businesses are suffering.
The administration is facing pushback from several Republican senators who believe the $1.8 trillion proposal is too expensive. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, this thing is running great.
Yeah, we're on all cylinders. V12 under the hood, sitting back in the Greasy Garage Studio. Welcome to Auto World. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, sitting back in the Greasy Garage Studio in my favorite race car chair. Good to be along. Very comfortable sitting back, relaxing, and bringing you some fun, some interesting facts, some news, some, well, your calls, your emails, your car questions, your, how's your Auto World been, folks? Literally. Everybody's in a world, and it's Auto World. Because each and every one of you do have cars, trucks. Somehow, some way, you're getting to and from your work, which is right in your second bedroom today. I know you're not driving your car between room to room, but I do know this. You're driving to the grocery store to get some grub. And on the way over there, the engine light turned on, I bet. And the engine light's been on forever, and you're saying, it doesn't really matter. Well, the third hour here in Auto World, we're going to talk about engine management. Oh, but before that, let's go. I'm going to do a little trivia. Why not? Here's a little trivia. Hey, the world's largest lemon farm. Anybody been to a lemon farm? First row? Anybody in the first row here? No. Second row? Third row? Fourth row? Oh, okay. We got eight rows. Nobody's raising their hand. Okay. Well, I'm going to take you into the lemon farm right now. No, it's not the yellow lemons. Ha, gotcha. It's the Cadillac Ranch. It ain't anymore. But the largest collection of Edsels is owned by the farmer Hugh Lessler of Oxford, Pennsylvania, who has 170 of the Ford models scattered around his farm. The Edsel never made it. I've got one of those Edsels hanging up in the greasy garage here. The front end of it. Yes, it was cut, the front end of it, the Edsel. The back end was bad, so I don't want any emails or calls, you know, saying, what'd you ruin an Edsel for? I didn't.
It was already smashed, the back end. So we cut the front end off, and it's beautiful, in good shape. And I don't know if you could call it a statue, but it's hanging there on the top floor of the Greasy Garage and showing everybody. We wired the headlights in. When you turn the switch on, the headlights turn on and off. The blinkers are going on and off. And it's kind of cool. I mean, I like to have a little Vegas here in the Greasy Garage every once in a while. Of course, we've got stoplights in here. We got don't walk, walk signs going on. It's, yes, oh my gosh, how many other things? I got the Pepsi light going on. I got a whole bunch of stuff that I love to do that. Why not? An automobile museum that's got some goodies, got a couple cars in there. And here's something that make everybody feel warm and fuzzy about it, is that do you have to, on your car, your truck, your automobile that you're using to get to and from, do you have to get the garden hose out and spray the wheels, get them wet? No, you don't. That's right. I've got a 1916 Chevrolet with wood spoke wheels, and an old-timer, I've had this car for many years, but an old-timer, he was passed on today, but he was probably 85 at the time. He said, Mark, that's an awesome car, and he told me a story years ago about his experience with wood spoke wheels. And what he told me, he says, young man, if you want to keep that car on the road, you're going to have to take the hose out and spray those wood spoke wheels and keep them wet before you drive it. See, because they splinter. And if they're not wet, these roads today that are asphalt and those bridges that are concrete that you might go over, the road does not give anymore, Mark. And so the wood spoke wheel has to give. And it's going to splinter and break on you. And, you know, these things have been hand-carved by Detroit back in the day. And so that's something that, you know, hey, I want to just give a hand to all the manufacturers that put steel wheels, aluminum wheels, and also rubber wheels on cars today. Yes, I said it, rubber. Why? Because the wheel now gives. See, the road, just like this gentleman told me, the road does not give anymore. It's not dirt like it was back in the day. So the wheels have to give. The tires are giving. But the wheels really give today. You notice the hubcaps have gone bye-bye, too? That's another thing. I used to say to myself, Mark, I'm driving down the road at all times, and here's another hubcap. There's another hubcap. There's another hubcap. And I actually thought about collecting all those and hanging them on a wall somewhere, you know. It's kind of like, yeah, I've got oil in my veins. Automobile guy, period. So, but I never did. I've got a few of them around and hanging on the wall, but I didn't collect all of them. But today the hubcaps are long gone. You got a hubcap? Sometimes I give the hubcaps out as special gifts for the trivia winners. No, I don't. Hey, I wanted to thank Mark Roush real quick, too. He actually sent me last week. We had him on live. Second hour of Auto World. We talked about Mark Roush, of course, is the Auto Channel. Google that. Just go to theautochannel.com and you can get him too. But Mark Roush, he did send me some books to give out for trivia winners. So I got the book is called The Ethanol Papers. Got one here right in front of me for reminding myself to let everybody know that it was nice of Mark to do that. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. And finally got him. We had a little glitch in the system because of the COVID thing. The post office box where I get my mail dropped off was closed because of COVID. So everybody's doing well over there now. But they definitely aren't driving Edsels. Anyway, let's go to the email bag. Why not, huh? It's time. We reach in there. So I print these things out during the week and just put them in a piece of paper and throw them in this bag. And I reach in, as I am. It's pretty noisy, but there's one. Finally. God, that's noisy. Go to the email bag, and here's one. And now, if you can send me an email anytime on Auto World, I do welcome. Whatever time is good for you, that's the best part about email. And that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, if you do have a car question or a problem, you can email and or call here on Auto World at 855-660-4261. I'll be more than excited to help you. Let's go to this email. It says, Mark, I own a Ford F-150 four-door. I have a shaking problem at about 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's a pretty good clip. The truck only shakes a little at high speeds, nothing at lower speeds. My truck is lifted 4 inches and has good-sized tires and wheels on it. Do you think that the tires are maybe just one tire is bad causing the shaking? Question mark. My tires are pretty good, about 70% life left on them. Just thank you for everything you do. for all of us. Jim, listening in Salt Lake. Hey, let's do a shout out. Woo! Shout out to brand new affiliate in Salt Lake. First off, Jim, thank you. Appreciate it. I want to say hi to everybody down in Salt Lake. And, of course, I want to thank the affiliate, KBJA. AM 1640, that is in Salt Lake City, Sandy, Utah, Ogden, Utah, and Provo, Utah. Good to have each and every one of you along. Of course, I'm just down the road from you in Boise. Good to have you along. And Jim, you know, you're shaking. You're in the right area. You could have... Now, you didn't say here in the email how big the tires were, but I'm guessing since you did mention a 4-inch lift, yeah, you said 4-inch lift, I'm really thinking that my educated guess here, without seeing, if you've got some big boy tires on that sticking out over where it's going to sling the mud on the skin of those doors and everything, Jim, what, yeah, you could have, if you got shaking at high speed, first off, a big, tall tire that's really, really wide. And again, Jim, if you do have a, and this is not only for Jim, but this is for all our listeners, if you have a truck that doesn't matter the brand, but if you have a truck that's got pretty deep lug tires on it, very aggressive tread, they're going to, the more aggressive tread you have, the more they're going to want to grab the road and any imperfections in the road, the asphalt going, especially at high speeds. A taller tire tends to be grabbing a lot. That's what you bought them for. They're aggressive. So if you've got one tire there, Jim, that is out of balance or is actually coming apart, it will cause this whole pickup box, because that's what it is, a big metal box, it causes it to shake. And you said at 70 miles an hour, not at lower speed. So I'm now at a lower speed. Now you might want to do this little test, Jim. At a lower speed, you take that truck and you go slow, 5, 10, get her up to about 15 to 10 miles an hour. And when we come back from the short break, we're going to talk about wobble, wobble. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down, and this all have to do with tires. We're going to come right back here with more Auto World right after a special break from our sponsors. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Oh, yeah. That's what. This is the Cottonmouth. Oh, yeah, that Cottonmouth. That's what Bruce Willis did once. Oh, what the heck. I'll be in trouble with him. That's all right. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'll tell you a little story about Bruce Willis. Okay, so I'm in Boise, Idaho. He's got a place there in Haley, Idaho, Sun Valley, Idaho. What did he do? That driving around town in old 53 Chevy pickup, and he loud and flamethrowers, and he went down the main street and made some noise. And that's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Oh, make some noise and smell that exhaust. Welcome back to Auto World. That's what it's all about, Auto World. Your Auto World, I hope, is doing good. Mine is. So far, so good. Constantly fixing things, though. See, the more cars you have, the more lawnmowers you have, the more, well, what can I say? Gas-powered, diesel-powered items you have, propane-powered motors you have and need auto repair done. And that's one thing that I do. Been doing it for years and taking care of people's car questions and needs and on-air and off-air. And we went to the email bag here on Auto World a little bit ago, and we've got Jim. He's listening to us in Salt Lake on a brand new affiliate, KBJA AM 1640, KBJA AM 1640 down in Salt Lake and Ogden, Provo, and Sandy, Utah. Good to have each and every one of you along. Jim has got a 4-inch lift Ford F-150, and Jimmy didn't give me the year. That's no problem. But you've got to shake. And what I was talking about is weevils wobble, but they don't fall down. Well, when you go on a low speed, you're shaking at 70 miles an hour, but let's do a small test, a very small and slow test. And you might want to get your better half there, Jim, if you do have, or a friend, doesn't matter, to follow you. Get on a side road. Have them follow you behind you, and then maybe if they can get to the side of you, and then get in front of you while you're going about 7, 10 miles an hour, maybe even 5 miles an hour. And all I want them to do, maybe let them drive your truck at that speed, and then you look at your own tires. That's what we're looking for. Jim, is I want to look at the tire and that tire and wheel package, right rear, left rear, etc. And I want to make sure that it's not wobbling. I'm not saying that the lug nuts are loose. They're good and tight. But I'm saying that if you do have a not only a bent or even a cracked wheel, it'll wobble. That tire will wobble back and forth. And yes, today's wheels really don't bend. They're not steel anymore. And if you've got a lifted truck, I'm sure you've got some big boy Fuelies on there. That's a brand. There's a lot of brands out there, but they're aluminum and they're built correctly. But what I'm saying and why I want you to do this test, Jim, is I want to see if the tire has actually got a bubble in it. And if the tire, the belt, the steel belts that's in the tire have come apart, anything inside the tire, there's a steel, mini steel belts in there, and they're a web. And if that web comes apart, and or if you've had a nail or a screw or a flat tire in there and they plugged it, what they've had to do is go penetrate the web, the metal mesh web, causing the belts to now have a big gapping hole in there with a rubber plug. At high speeds at 70, the web comes apart, causing a bubble, Jim, on the top of the tread and or even on the sidewall. So if you look at the sidewall of your tire, everybody, I'm talking to everybody, all of our friends, even Jim's friends here that are listening, look at the sidewall of your tire. And if you keep hitting the curbs, I'm going to have to lecture you, because you're doing it. Don't hit curbs, side curbs. You're destroying the belt on the top of the tire. Jim, you might have literally what I'm thinking. The shake is probably a tire out of balance, and or, in fact, you might have a web coming apart, steel belt coming apart in the tire, causing the bubble. And if you look at the tire, you'll see that the tread is kind of separated. It doesn't look correctly. I mean, it's not the same pattern all the way around. In one spot, it's a little wider. And that's where the belts are coming apart, and that's why that tire is causing that shake. So do it at a low speed, and you'll see the wobble. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down, is what they told me as a kid. But in this case, they do fall down. So, Jim, there you go. I appreciate you. And also, on the big wheels and tires, too, Jim, you might even, I don't know how old they are, but you might even think about getting them rebalanced. And at that point, with the big trucks, you know, with the big tires, you've still got a shake, Jim. You see the tires are good to go, and the tires have been balanced, and you just had it done, and you don't need to have them balanced again, and you still got the shake. What causes shake also at high speeds is drive lines out of balance. If you've got a two-piece drive line on it, you could have a carrier bearing that holds, the carrier bearing is in between the front. This is on the rear of the truck, though, Jim. Coming out of the transmission, you have a short shaft, drive shaft, with the carrier bearing, then another shaft to get to the rear differential. And if the carrier bearings are out, you're going to cause yourself a shake at high speeds. Because, see, that drive shaft's got to spin to get the torque back there to the back tires. And I do see that quite a bit. In fact, I've got one, a Volkswagen, coming in later this next week on that word vibration shake, and we're going to find out, you know, what's going on. Folks, I want to talk a little bit about shop supplies. What? Yeah, shop supplies. What's that have to do with anything? Well, when you go to the automotive repair shop, have you ever noticed, or are you even looking? See, I might be highlighting this for some of you that never really look at the end. Oh, I know. You're looking at the very bottom of the bill where the price is. It's $1,200, $1,300, $300, $400, $4,000, whatever the price is. And you're saying, okay, that's what you told me on the phone. That's the estimate, and that's what you're charging me. We're going to talk a little bit about that in later weeks to come, how I'm going to take that price and cut it in half for you with a lot of tips. But let's get to the shop supplies. Have you ever noticed, I've got somebody in the front row raising their hand, hazardous waste. He's hollering hazardous waste. Yeah, he sees that on the bottom of his bills all the time, hazardous waste fee. Well, what is that? Well, what that is if you're getting your oil changed, they have to get rid of the oil. And they get charged to get rid of that waste oil. And that charge on that waste oil, let's hope they have a 300-plus gallon tank for waste oil. Because the larger their waste oil tank is, the cheaper they get. They don't charge them as much. But there's always a $5-plus fee for hazardous waste on every single invoice. Now, this is something I want to highlight quick. If you're in there for a tune-up and not an oil change, why is there hazardous waste fee on there? I'm going to let you right now, here on Auto World, pick up a $5 to $7 bill. Say, hey, you did a tune-up. That's spark plugs. That's spark plug wires, if I have them. That's maybe a coil. That's maybe a spark plug coil boot. Has nothing to do with hazardous waste. You're not getting charged to throw spark plugs in the trash can, are you? See, just be honest with them. Ask them. So if you're not transmission oil, brake fluid oil. Antifreeze is hazardous waste. See, if you're not in any kind of liquid fluid, that's not hazardous waste, and ask for that money back. Shop supplies. Real quick on shop supplies. You'll see that line. Shop supplies, $12.50. $10.50 for in your area. Maybe $8.50. No. Now, isn't that, oh, that's for rags, and that's for my brake clean, and that's for, no. Get that money back. Say no. That's part of you being in business. I hate to tell you that, but tell the shop that. It's the truth. Don't you have to have rags anyway? Isn't that part of what I'm paying for in my labor fee? It is, folks. It is. I have never had shop supplies and or hazardous waste. I do a favor. Now, a lot of shops don't do that. My favor is that I just incorporate that into my labor time, and it's part of doing business. So I'm trying to pick up money for you. That's what it's all about. Get you some money. Here's a little bit more trivia. We're going into W. That's called winter. Yeah, a little bit of trivia before the garage door slides down on us here in the first hour of Auto World. Oh, how do you like your defrosters? When it's turning cold and you're outside and you park, don't have a garage, carport? Well, back in 1936, defrosters start to appear on automobiles. 1936. So we'll never forget that year because we definitely do need defrost. Woo, what is it? Well, it's hot air up on the windshield. Oh, by the way, if you've got a defroster on here coming the next month, 2 months, whatever it might be, and you see fog on your windshield on the inside, but you don't smell any antifreeze, that means good because your heater core is not leaking. But if you have fog on the inside of your windshield, that means that when you have it in defrost mode, the air conditioning compressor is not turning on to dehumidify the inside. Dehumidify. Take the moisture out of the air. A little Auto World tip. So we've got to have our air conditioning working at the same time we have our heater working. Well, that there goes the garage doors going down. I want to thank everybody that helps me put on Auto World, of course. Axelrod Alex, he's the producer. General Motor George, the chief engineer who keeps me wired, of course. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. And, of course, all my seat cushions always warm before I sit down. Seat cushion Susie, thank you. My customer care expert, who cares, Willie? Oh, yeah, and PR director, Bobby Besser. It's always good to have you along. Of course, T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. See you next hour. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.